Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 7th, 2023. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the tasks of recently elected councillors, parliamentarians, and senators, some of whom were sworn in today in Harare and Mount Hampton. This follows the inauguration of President Emmerson Mnangagwa Mande, who won in the recently held election, whose results are disputed by opposition parties, including the Citizens Coalition for Change and regional and international observers. Let's hear what Chikombe West legislator Tatenda Mavetera has to say.
And do not put in the tend, but in a solo shaitika, a person in Bakatora, Kutiva Manga Kokatora, Gatti peaceful after elections, before, during, and after elections. Sakanesu, Tunoda, which is attended, Kutiba Bedra Manga for free than issues. Baba Ivo Vastoro, and very peaceful. Nasuno Shaitika Panosha, very peaceful. She knew Runyara, but two times that is. As you know, in the tower, and she would find Mitemi, that no fun of Uti Gazik, Mitemi Kanagan and my youth, Mitemi Kanagan and my Madsma, Makadabu Tarila.
That was Chikombe West legislator Tatenda Mavetera of ZANU-PF, who says Parliament should have laws that will assist women and youths. She was speaking with VOA reporter Godwin Mangudia. For the first time, council saw in members of the proportional representation. Our reporter Tobias Mutsingwa spoke to some of the councillors in Harare. That was Councillor Charlotte Maukarati of ZANU-PF explaining how she will try and improve the welfare of women in Harare. CCC Councillor Fatsai Matimba explains how she intends to assist women in Harare.
Murukunzwa sei kuti sei munhu wechidzimai makwanisa kunge muchipinda mukanzuro uye tingati ndezvipi zvamunoti zviri kunyanya kunetsa madzimai zvamuchada kuti kanzuro inge ichigadzirisa.
Access saka ndinzo kufara kuti ndapinda semudzimai tichasimudzirawo madzimai nevamwe vanhu.
Kana tapinda mukanzuro kudai, so kune here kuti ndiri mudzimai sanichasapota madzimai etriple C, ndiri mudzimai nichasapota madzimai ezano kana kuti eUNC kana kuti emamwe mapato kana kuti murungu unomirira vose?
Mungu ndichanomirira madzimai ose, hazvinei nekuti rokubato ripi kana kuti ripi, regardless kuti mudzimai wekutriple C kana kuti wekuzano, tichabatsira madzimai ese kuti awane access yezvakafu zvaka Zakafania.
That was CCC Councillor Fatsai Matimba also speaking on how she intends to help women in her Ward 7. And Ward 7, Mount Pleasant, Councillor Rosemary Muronda explains issues she will advocate for in her ward and the city in general.
Dylan's Rosemary Muronda, Ward 7, Mount Pleasant, Councillor. Nasirangarizwa guru rekutanga basa rakachiteka our court of office and chikutarisira kushanda zvakanaka tichienderisa basa redu mberi. Izvo zvichaita kutiwo nyika yedu yeZimbabwe iite zvakanaka. Tine maissues achida kugadzirisa ayo matambudziko angasangana nemaresidensi edu kubvira kumaconstituents kwatachigara, like challenge yatatinayo yekutanga yakabva kumaresidensi yadi kutarisira kuti tinoda kuigadzirisa inyaya yekudikongesta mashopping centers. Vagari vemumount pleasant vanga vari kuti mashopping centers edu awandisa vanhu vanotengesa ende vanga vaine chikumbiro chokuti tiwane chatokwanisa kuvaitsira kutovawane kufamba kwakanaka pamashopping center. So number one, ndinotarisira kuvewo nekugadzirisa mavending stores ayo achabatsira kuti vedu vanotengesa vave vanokwanisa kutengesa zviri pamutemo kana tavakreatira those vending stores. Number two, issue yekugadzirisa nyaya yemvura. Nyaya yemvura tani nguva yakareba muhighlands tine dambudziko iroro. Tine tarisiro yekuti ishu yemvura iyoyoyo tinofanira kuigadzirisa. The other thing inyaya yegarbage, tatine dambudziko yegarbage collection. Ndine tarisiro yekuti tichingopinda tikwanise kuita garbage management.
That was Mount Pleasant Councillor Rosemary Muronda speaking to our reporter Tobias Mudzingwa in Harare. Some councillors were sworn in Bulawayo yesterday.
Bizongo Lizina Mohammed. I see a tabula and jenga bo mama. This is in Gizabin in Ambea bo mama in Utrani Council. So we money for mama says Ivan name Ayana with a silver one. It is one for my chambers. It's a book with the Jim to some of the children of mama. And we are looking forward to the term.
Ungene umele niphi bathi?
Ichibosi.
Ibizo lesikomo.
Ibizo ndingo nokuthula Sibanda.
Mama nokuthula Sibanda ningene ku PR namhlanje liqula nokuqala ukungena ku PR lithini ngakho?
Hayi, sengithabile kakhulu. Ngithemba sizakhona ukuthi sibambe umsebenzi njengabantu abangomama.
Lingene limele niphi bathi?
Izalo PF.
Hayi, kuyini elikhangeleni ukuthi libusebenze ukulawa?
That was CCC Councillor Lezina Mohammed of CCC and Nokuthula Sibanda of ZANU PF, who say Bulawayo needs a lot of development. Speaking to our reporter, Anastasia Ndlovu. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth, when we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from the Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing aims of the newly elected councillors, members of parliament and senators, and what their communities expect from them. Now to discuss the topic in depth, we are joined by our first guest, Patricia Tshabalala, Deputy Chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Yebo ke, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga.
Yebo ke, siyabona ukuthi sebegcotshiwe okhansela labo senator labo lamalunga edalela eParliamente nje. Ungathini ngalokho? Singakhangela ukuthi hayi sokuzaba lenguquko ezigabeni.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mntanami. Ukuqala ngibashaya ubuhlombe bonke omama abangenile edalala eParliamente labangenile kwi-local government. Ngisho ukuthi amankazana amhlophe amakhulu. Ye, ngokukhangela kwami omama abangenileyo ngomama abalobungcweti abafundisiweyo, sibafundisile sabagruma njengabantwabethu, basethi basake ukuthi bangene ukuthi bazosebenzela balethe inguquko yobulawayo kakhulu. Sibakhuthaza futhi ukuthi bazazi inhlupho zabo Bulawayo. Sibakhuthaza futhi ukuthi babambane, basebenze bendawonye bengabandlululani ukuze uBulawayo aqhubekele phambili, ngoba sikhangelele ukuthi sizohlupho olukhulu babanje. Yiyo indaba enkulu kumele baqalise ukuthi bayibambe. Omama bathwele nzima, ngamanzi bayadlengulwa, abantwana bengamankazana bayadlengulwa besiyadinga amanzi. Ngenxa bengena esikhathini bathwala nzima, okusho kubalethele imikhuhlane engasiliyo emzimbeni yabo. So sikhangelele ukuthi bonke omama laba abangenise bazathumeka ukuthi indaba yamanzi ilungiswe, nokuhlanzeka kwabo Bulawayo. UBulawayo uvadlalile, ufike ungcolile, umgwaqo ngabathiwa imigodi kuphela namapotholes bathi ngamadishi yithi nasingenzi. So sikhangelele ukuthi bakunanzelele lokhu ukuthi bazafineka ngokuhlanzeka kwaBulawayo ahlanjuluke. Nasezibhedlela lapha kumaclinics ethu siyakhangelela ukuthi bakhangele kakhulu ukuthi bengenzani ngabo bani baphumelayo, ngoba sebebonile bayazi ukuthi amanesi mabuthwana istaff isilutshwana okuzotela ukuthi abantu bemaphatheki lapha esibhedlela babe lama-longqueues bahlabe intanga lonke esesibhedlela azaphile ingesicangikhako lake neyi ndaba esifuna ukuthi bayikhangele kakhulu njengabomama abangenileyo. Yebo kambi lawa amajaha angenileyo siyafisa ukuthi abe njalo, babambane basebenzela labomama kabandawonye incediswane ukuthi intuthuko yakoBulawayo ibiyeke. Wonke lokho kukhathazeka babusebenze bendawonye ukuze uBulawayo abuyeke abe nguBulawayo wakudala esimaziyo. Ngibathembile ukuthi bazafikethela lokho i-service delivery sibe khona.
Yebo, kuyezwakala, kodwa singabona kusiba lenguquko yini? Ubona ingani kuzaba ngumthwalo olula lowo? Ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi abaningi khona beqalisa ukungena umsebenzi, ayisibo labana esingathi bale experience ngesilungu, bayangena njalo bazayenelisa yini ngoba okuningi imvumo ivela kuhulumeni.
Njalo ngele bezibandla elilodwa i-opposition kunzima kakhulu, ngoba i-punishment yona le bazayithola ukuthi badlile elinye ibandla. Akusoze kube lula, kodwa iqiniso lokupheleleni ukuthi kuzamele bame isibindi bazame ukusebenza, ngoba njengoba uhulumende engeke ekhangela konke akusoze kube lula kuwe. Yikho ngisho ukuthi nxa bengenelele nje ngababambane basebenze ndawonye baphume lapasini okuthi benzeni ukuze bamthuthukise uBulawayo ngoba hhayi kibo angifuni ukubaqinda, angifuni ukubalala beceleni, akusoze kube lula.
Yes, that is our first guest, Patricia Tshabalala, explaining that she expects the newly sworn in members of Parliament, Senate, and also the Council to work closely with the communities in areas that are of concern in the cities, citing examples in Bulawayo such as water problems and others. Right, before we continue with our guests, let's take a caller. Siyakwamukela ecingweni mlaleli. Yeah, ngubani engikhuluma laye? Ungaziqamba igama lokuthi ngubani, uvela ngaphe ekhaya.
Echolocho esiyangaya.
Mhm, ungaphi kathesi sikhuluma kanje? Yebo, ukhuluma ungaphi kathesi? Hayi, ucingo lwethu lungalali usazwakali kakhulu. Uyangizwa mina? No, I think we have a problem with our listener from Cholocho. Ngapho ke sizaqhubeka ke ngengxoxo yethu. We'll continue with our interview with our guest, Patricia Tshabalala. She's the deputy chairperson of Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Yes, and we also noticed that Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association held a series of meetings, the Meet the Candidates meetings, where all the candidates were invited to outline their aims and objectives for the city if they are elected into parliament. Yes, sir. Can you shed more light on what came out of those meetings, which you expect to see implemented today?
Yes. Ukuthi labo sikhangelele lokho sifunani kibo kuyona lemihlangano esizaba kuzeka kuyo, asibi labo sifuna ukusebenza labo, sibambane, sibancedise ukuze kubenzele lula umthwalo ukuthi basebenze njani nezakhamizi. Njengoba thina sisebenza nezakhamizi, sizabizela ukuthi sizokwelulekana, siphane indlela zokusebenza. Masivumekana bese sisebenza sihamba ngendlela yona leyo esabe sivumeke nayo. Sidinga yona i-accountability ukuthi bazasenzeka yini esiisa njalo ukuthi ngempela sizaenzeka zakhamizi lokho ebikhala ngakho, ngoba sizabatshengisa ukuthi sikhangelele lo ngabe lina lizasenzelani.
Yabo ke kuyezwakala ngezinye indlela lizaba leminye futhi imihlangano phezu kwaliyana elaba layo kuphambilini kokhetho.
Ye, izaba nalo kuhlameke sihlangane labo siba-engage, sikhulumisane, sixoxisane ngayona silandelela khona ukuyaka ababesithembisa khona okuzasenza sivumelane sisebenze indawonye. Nxa sekusehlula sekusehlula bese sikumuzana-ke ukuthi kasimadoda kaphathe okuhamba njani. Asifuni ukuxabana labo, sifuna ukuthi sisebenze nabo ngesihle, sincedisane ukuze kungadilizi i-development.
Yebo ke, siyasizwe njalo lohlupho lwengcekeza edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Ungathini ngalolu daba? Kuyenzeka yini ukuthi kube le nhlelo ezingaqeda lolu hlupho?
Amankazana bala majaha aphume kwenhlobo eziqinileyo ezizancedisa uBulawayo ukuphuma engcekezeni yabo. Ngoba kunzima kobuzawayo lithengiswa lapha kalapha phakathi komgwaqo kuyathengiswa, akuhlanjwa libhanana lirebe khona phana yonke ingcekeza ngibhida kuyini konke nje bemchomo konke kundawoni kuyameke lapho kuyameke basebenze gadalayo ukuthi idolobho idolobho lethu kaphiqinise but it's not up to the entry. We shall not know the values, we never need to put it in shame. We support them, we are supporting. What is our support? We are not going to be able to do that.
Yebo-ke lapho sizwe unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala esixoxalayo kuhlelo lwethu lapho esicubungula ukuthi kambe amalunga edalela eParliamente awe Senate lama Council azaqhuba nhlelo bani ezigabeni zawo njengoba sibona phela ukuthi sebekhethiwe ukuthi bekhokhele. And one of the issues that keep coming up in most urban councils especially is the issue of water shortage, that the young girls especially have to go and fetch water in boreholes, and this exposes them to dangers associated with walking at night. Sometimes they face abuse, and there's also the issue of dirt in the cities, because some vendors, especially in Bulawayo, there are some illegal ones who do not want to vacate those premises, despite the council saying they shouldn't be operating there. So she's hoping that the newly sworn-in councillors will clean up the town. And one of the interesting points that's coming up is that the residents' associations, some of them held meetings with the candidates prior to elections to hear what they have to say and what they have to offer their communities. And the communities, of course, did ask questions. So it was some interesting engagement there with the communities. And now we understand there will be more meetings with those who have been elected to say how they intend to implement those promises which they made in the city. But of course, there is the local government to deal with, because most of the programs have to be approved from the top by the local government. Yes, okay, sesiphenduka kuwe ke Nkosikazi Chabalala. Kodwa liyathokoza yini ngenani labesifazana abakhethiweyo. We noticed that for the first time the councils saw in members of the proportional representation, most of them women. In fact, women were sworn in who were not elected. I can give an example. With Bulawayo, there were 38 councillors, but we know that there are only 29 wards, meaning that the nine were strictly females. Is this a good idea to increase the number of women who participate in politics, who participate in councils? Yes, we see that she's our guest, Patricia Chabalala, is saying it's a good idea to have the proportional representation because it has boosted the number of women in the councils, and they are the ones who usually face most of the problems which are needed, which need rectification. So if they are the ones who can rectify those problems, then it is the best that a woman be the councillor. But we also hear other people saying the proportional representation somehow belittles women as if they cannot just be elected on merit, but have to be appointed. Uyavumelana lakho lokho yini Nkosikazi Tshabalala ukuthi hayi abesifazana khona nokho ukuthi proportional representation kuyabalulaza ingani bona sibo bantu abangavotelwa ngenxa yekhono labo.
Ngivumelana kanjalo. Angikuthandi ukuthi bafakwe, kuthiwe nje kafakwa. Ngithanda ukuthi bane, bangene, sisebenze kanye labo, sibancedise bangene omama okuyabe kumele bangene laphana. Ukuze bawazi amandla abo, ukuze basebenze ngokuqinileyo. Ngoba nxa kuthiwa hhayi sinabe-proportional, nabe-proportional, kuyababukaza. Mina ngamthanda ukuthi nabe bangena bevotele. Ukwazi ukuthi singomama siyahlela ukuthi madoda azivothe, sifuna ukungenisa omama abangaka, njalo sifuna ukuthi kubangenisa omama labo. Ngoba alokho kufakwa abantu befakwa, mina akungenzi, angeke ngasigqaja kangako, ngoba nje benyabe ngiyinto engenisiweyo. Ningazi ngingenelanga ngamandla ami, ngoba okukhulisa ukuthi ungene ngamandla akho ukuze uyowagenisa usuphakathi khonapho eyabungene khona.
Yebo ke, and besides proportional representation, we see that as much as most people are talking about women and young girls, we see that there's also a problem facing young men, most of whom are taking to drugs, and we have been engaged in some programs to solve the problem. Yes, what do you think can also be done for the younger generation, not just girls?
Abantwana laba bakhona kumele bangene, bayayazi into abayithanda laphana, ngoba isikhathi esiningi abantu bayahamba ezindaweni ezinje bengakwazi abayakwenza, esokubasisekemuka, esokubenza futhi bazonge ngabake bebangenisile, bese bebasola kuqalisa ubuhlelwana, akusayibethi ngqubeka phambili. So kuya kuba khona phoso kulokhu ekukhulunyiswana uhlukuluzwana.
Yes, and we heard most of the councillors who were sworn in today under the proportional representation and some yesterday in Bulawayo saying that they will indeed spearhead programs to uplift the lives of young girls and women. Sibazwile bekuthembisa lokho Nkosikazi Tshabalala. Ubone ngani kuzabalula yini sesibuyela futhi embuzweni lwana. Ngelokho sowakubonayo wena nxa usebenza la majaha lawa athatha izidakamizwa, athatha insango lokunye, ungathini? Kuzaba lula yini ukuthi bengene endleleni?
Ngoba indaba yezidakamizwa iyehlula, yiyo kuyabehlatsheka ukuthi naso indaba isihluka amadoda. Izafuna abaqinileyo. Ngoba ingafuna ukuthi indaba beyibona babe yibo abazatshaya i-advocate enkulu bekhulumisana behulumeni ukuthi laba abantu abathengisela abantwana izidakamizwa bafake emthethweni baboshwe. Njalo ungakhangela into enkulu yokuthi izakhamizi yizo ezithengisa izidakamizwa omama kakhulu, okuletha uhlupho okuzabaletheka ihlupho ngoba bazabe kumeke bakhuluma iqiniso.
Yebo ke, sesiza kubamba umlomo lapha, kodwa sithabile kakhulu ukuthi ube ngumhlonitshwa wethu lamuhla. Thank you to our guest Patricia Tshabalala. We have come to the end of our show. We'd like to meet again tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.